4 Down Territory with Doug and Wolf.
This is how 4 Down Territory works. If you work for ESPN, listen closely if there's anything else you want to steal from us for your morning show. And what it does is we have one topic, usually driven by Maloney, and she says, you know what, I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. But it's not a ranking order because all three of us get to decide between Paul Wolf and myself which downs are the most important to us. Today's 4 Down Territory topic, I didn't realize that even alliterates, is this. What are the 4 surprises that you have seen to the Cardinals? Things you didn't realize or didn't know before week one that you feel good about declaring now.
First down.
My first down, the one thing I had no idea, and even though I watch a ton of college football and saw a lot of Texas Tech games, I can't say I watched a lot of Texas Tech press conferences. And my number one surprise, only because I didn't know, not because I was declaring it wasn't true, is Cliff accountability. Listening to the things Cliff Kingsbury says during the week, he admits mistakes more than just about any head coach, but doesn't do it in a way that says, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Admits it now. How's he going to correct it? That's the question.
My first down will be Larry, the deep threat. Larry Fitzgerald down the field, back again, something we really haven't seen since 2015. The man has longer catches each of the first two games than he had any of the last three seasons. Are you kidding me? There he is on the outside. There he is down the field. There he is, Larry, deep in the opponent's secondary, doing like he used to do years ago.
Okay, my first down to 4 down territory has got to be Kyler Murray. The kid just keeps doing cool things under adverse situations. The fact that he righted himself in the Lions game and then went to Baltimore and lit the lamp with his play is absolutely stunning. The kid is not a franchise quarterback yet. Time reveals the truth about a human being's ability to be a franchise quarterback. But from what I've seen through two games, this kid's size and skill set is going to be a positive going forward and not a negative. This kid can flat out play.
Second down.
My second down of the 4 biggest takeaways, biggest surprises I've got that I didn't realize going into the first 2 weeks of the season. How little the Cardinals have missed Patrick Peterson. I mean, listen, you're a better team when Patrick Peterson's on your team. Therefore, this is a weaker defense. Of course it is. But do you really look at one guy other than the tight end, which Patrick Peterson wouldn't have been guarding anyway, as getting 10 catches and 130 yards and totally embarrassing the entire defense? I haven't seen it. Yes, they missed Patrick Peterson, but one of my biggest surprises is how little they've missed Patrick Peterson.
I don't know. There were a lot of guys running around free against the Lions, and Marquise Hollywood Brown had a heck of a game. I'll get back to that a little bit later. I'm going to go second down rush defense in two ways. How well the Cardinals have done against running backs and how much they have struggled against quarterbacks, including Matthew Stafford, which was surprising. So if that's the question, I'll go with rush defense good and bad.
You know what, Paulie? I'm telling you right now, that is my big takeaway as well. My second down to 4 down territory has got to be the line of scrimmage. It's a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. Physicality is a mentality, Basinonians. The Lions tried to run the ball and averaged 3.2 yards per carry every time they handed the ball off to a running back. The Ravens had Lamar Jackson, but they also average less than 4 yards per carry. You're talking about the quintessential rush team maybe in the National Football League, and they average less than 4 yards a carry. The line of scrimmage is much better than I thought on the defensive side of the ball for the Cardinals.
Third down.
All right, I'm still in total shock that they lost to Cal. Still can't believe anybody loses to Cal.
Talking about UW, it was the second best defense out on that field.
But my normal philosophy for all drafts is if he played defense at Alabama or Washington, draft him. I love what UW has done on defense the last couple years. I might be not going with that philosophy in the 2020 draft. I bring this up for my third down because the preparation of Byron Murphy being so ready to be a pro and doing so well, and again, everything I'm saying is within the confines of he's a rookie, but he has done really well in securing the nickel corner spot, and I will never forget talking to him after week one, and I asked him, what did you do better in the fourth quarter that you weren't doing in the first quarter? And he sat and had a long thought process and said, I was finally able to get the game to slow down because I was way too amped up for my first game. And to hear him say that, that he got on top of his emotions as a rookie in only three quarters, I thought that said a lot that he was able to recognize that.
All right, I'll go rookies. And the fact that Kyler Murray has not been a turnover machine. That is surprising for any rookie quarterback starting a season as a rookie. Yes, he had the pick against the Lions, but you know what? It actually wasn't a bad decision. There was Keyshawn Johnson back there. He just left a little bit short. Zero turnovers at the Ravens against that defense in that atmosphere. That's been surprising that he hasn't been more turnover prone.
You know what? My third down to four down territory has got to be Larry Fitzgerald, the Japanese fighting fish. Ladies and gentlemen, are you kidding me right now? This guy from Pitt, all the way from Pittsburgh, PA, and the University of Pitt. Larry Fitzgerald rejuvenated, re-energized. He started the season with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games for the first time in his career. Stop and think about that. 16 years for the first time in this legendary wide receiver's career, this Hall of Fame career. He started the season with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games. Absolutely stunning. Larry Fitzgerald rejuvenated, re-energized. That's number three.
Fourth down.
Okay, number one, where the two of you have been wrong in your four downs so far is one of us in the Auction Community Studios said this would be one of the greatest seasons in the history of Larry Fitzgerald. So there's no surprise there. Now, where I got it wrong, why in the world I never wrote down line of scrimmage in my four surprises, I don't know. And I'm jealous of both of yours. But my fourth down for the four, one of the four things that comes as a big surprise after 2 weeks of the season is that when you looked at the NFL schedule this year, specifically the Arizona Cardinals, you expected to see three quarterbacks as opponents, Breeze, Ben, and Eli Manning. I'm stealing this from a friend who just gave me this opinion. The fact that Drew Breeze probably won't start against the Cardinals, Ben Roethlisberger definitely won't start against the Cardinals, and we assume, barring injury to Daniel Jones, Eli Manning won't start against the Cardinals, is my fourth down biggest surprise of the season.
You watch Sean Payton will go with Taysom Hill and he'll bust out his own future of football. That's exactly what's going to happen by the time the Cardinals play the Saints on that one.
I do love Hill.
I was going to make my fourth down Doug's first down and the whole accountability of Coach Cliff.
We got to do a better job as a staff and myself of putting them in a situation to be
And just how often he cited himself after two games, okay.
Love it.
But I'm going to call an audible here and just go with the Cardinals' competitiveness in two games. Should have won the Lions game, could have won the Lions game if they would have kept on playing. Could have won at Baltimore if you didn't get inside the five three times in it with three field goals. Just the fact the Cardinals learning on the job with the rookie quarterback and the rookie head coach, and they have not played nearly as well as they can play, and they could easily be 2-0, that's a surprise.
Okay, Basinonians, I'm going to say my fourth down and four down territory is Byron Murphy. Oh, the local boy, Byron Murphy, right? This rookie allowed one completion for 11 yards against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, it wasn't like he was working against Antonio Brown or OBJ, ladies and gentlemen. He was not. But this kid can play, and he tackles so much better than I expected. Physically, Paul, Byron Murphy.
You want some?
I'm telling you, Byron Murphy has been a plus through two games right now. Don't let it go to your head, big guy. That's my fourth down.